Sarah Morgan sits across from her husband Bob during their divorce proceedings, refusing to look at the man she spent 12 years with. Despite his desperate pleas, she remains coldly silent, her demands clear: full custody of their daughter and Bob's removal from the Morgan Foundation board. "You're lucky the worst thing I'm doing to you is divorcing you," she whispers as she walks away. But this isn't just another celebrity split. It's the opening move in a deadly game of manipulation and revenge that would captivate millions and become one of the most discussed true crime cases of the decade. Behind the facade of a high-profile divorce lies a web of secrets spanning 15 years, multiple deaths, and a plan so meticulously crafted that no one saw it coming until it was too late. The marriage was already crumbling when Bob's affair with Stacey Howard came to light. Trust, once broken, couldn't be repaired, like shattered glass that cuts deeper when you try to piece it back together. Motherhood had transformed Sarah into a fiercely protective force for their daughter Summer, while fatherhood seemed to give Bob nothing beyond occasional photo opportunities for his real estate business. Sarah freezes when a news report reveals that Ryan Stevens' DNA, found under Kelly Summer's fingernails 12 years ago, matches previously unprocessed evidence from the case that led to her first husband, Adam's conviction and execution. The plate slips from her hands as the reporter questions if the wrong man was put to death. Former Sheriff Stevens calls Sarah from custody after being arrested for killing a teacher while driving drunk. Despite the publicity risk to her domestic violence foundation, Sarah agrees to represent him due to their shared history, one Stevens doesn't fully comprehend. Sheriff Hudson had always been troubled by the Kelly Summers case. The investigation seemed too convenient, the trial rushed, and key evidence never analyzed. Sarah representing her own husband was an unchallenged conflict of interest. Meanwhile, Bob meets with his lawyer about gaining custody of Summer, learning he has virtually zero chance unless you can prove Sarah is a danger. This triggers a flashback to when Bob showed Sarah photos of Adam's affair with Kelly Summers, the woman who had killed Bob's brother. Instead of breaking down, Sarah remained composed, studying the photos before stating, "You want what I want, Bob. Revenge." The revelation that Kelly Summers was actually Jenna Way adds complexity, especially since authorities never investigated whether Bob, despite his alibi, might have arranged her murder through his security firm connections. The situation escalates when Stacey Howard, Bob's mistress, disappears. Her roommate reports her missing, noting Stacey's last text mentioned meeting Bob Miller. When questioned, Bob initially denies knowing her until recognizing the S necklace in her photograph from their one-night stand. The case darkens when Carissa Brooks, a hairstylist, also vanishes. Sheriff Hudson finds her salon ransacked with blood trails. The appointment ledger shows Bob Miller as her final client. In a damp basement, Stacey awakens chained to a metal pole, surrounded by only a mattress, bucket, and something wooden that cuts her hand. Later, Carissa joins her. Both women, connected to Bob Miller, are trapped in an inexplicable nightmare. "Bob's not the first guy I threatened with the truth," Stacey admits to Carissa, revealing her blackmail attempt. "He's just the first guy that took matters into his own hands." Evidence against Bob accumulates: dried blood on Stacey's abandoned car steering wheel, his business card inside, and text messages confirming Stacey planned to meet Bob Miller the night she disappeared. Bob grows increasingly paranoid, convinced Sarah orchestrated everything. He discovers Stacey had worked for the Morgan Foundation months earlier, and Sarah had suggested using the same catering company for his celebration before conveniently missing the event. When confronted, Sarah dismisses his theory as absurd. In a bold move, Bob shows his lawyer the supposed murder weapon from Kelly Summers' case. Though he believes the knife with Kelly's blood won't convict Sarah, he wants her under scrutiny. "I just need the spotlight on Sarah. Her every move would be examined under a microscope." What Bob doesn't realize is that he's being framed. The knife anonymously delivered to Sheriff Hudson contained only pig's blood, while another knife with Kelly's blood and Bob's fingerprints is planted for police to find. The most shocking revelation comes when Bob hires Alejandro, who had been working on Sarah's deck and growing close to her, to kill her. "Take her out tonight," Bob instructs him, warning not to underestimate Sarah. Alejandro joins Sarah for dinner while her daughter is away. Their flirtatious evening leads to a passionate bedroom encounter, after which Alejandro suddenly presses a gun against Sarah's side. In a stunning twist, Sarah reveals she also has a gun pointed at him. Under pressure, Alejandro confesses that Bob hired him to kill her. Even more shocking, he admits Bob had previously hired him 15 years ago to kill Jenna Way, Kelly Summers, but he accidentally killed Bob's brother, Greg, instead. Sarah laughs at the irony that Bob inadvertently caused his own brother's death. She matches Bob's $250,000 offer to spare her life instead. Alejandro accepts, warning her about Bob tracking her car. Their confrontation ends with Sarah declaring, "This time, I'm going to fuck him." On a rainy evening, police respond to gunfire at an abandoned farmhouse where they find Bob Miller dead and Stacy Howard chained to a beam holding a gun. "He killed her, and he was going to kill me too," Stacy sobs, claiming Bob had confessed to Carissa's murder. The scene provides damning evidence, victim photos, a disturbing journal, and tools matching wounds from previous autopsies. When authorities inform Sarah, her response is masterful. She collapses into a chair, whispering, "Bob, my Bob," with practiced tears streaming down her face. Behind this grief facade, Sarah feels an electric thrill of victory. The investigation reveals overwhelming evidence against Bob: a knife with multiple DNA matches, trophy photos in his workshop, suspicious bank transfers, and burner phones containing messages to potential victims. The truth remained beyond investigation's reach. Sarah had orchestrated Carissa's fake death and relocation while methodically drugging Stacy to implant false memories. The evidence against Bob had been gathered and planted over years, eliminating any connection to herself. A year later, Sarah appears on 60 Minutes, portraying dignified resilience as she reveals her shocking discovery about Adam's innocence. The interview becomes one of the year's most watched segments, generating millions for her foundation. Now respected as a philanthropist and justice advocate, Sarah oversees her expanded foundation. The $32 million settlement has been strategically distributed between her foundation, trusts, and offshore accounts. She reviews applications from potentially wrongfully convicted inmates with satisfaction, knowing her 15-year revenge plot will remain undiscovered. In the end, Sarah's perfect divorce wasn't merely about ending a marriage, but executing flawless revenge through manipulation and meticulous planning. She didn't just divorce her husband, she orchestrated his complete destruction while emerging unscathed, wealthy, and more powerful than ever.